Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
How we feeling today? Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. See? Everything was going to be okay.
Yeah. Everybody's backed off the ledge. Everybody's actually probably backed off the ledge and puffed out their chest a little bit.
John, we've moved off the ledge, those that were there. And now we are all collectively sitting in the driver's seat, 1-1, coming home with home field in the ALDS. That was an all-timer yesterday for the Tigers, an instant classic. And as much as I want your thoughts, as much as we want to open up the phone lines most of the show today for your thoughts listening, the person I want to go to first is the person who is at this game from the show, Tom Milliken.
Wow. I mean, I told you first. I said, I couldn't have scripted that. We had a day. First off, I'm going to say we had a great day as a family, and that's the most important thing. I don't think there was one thing that went sideways. It was perfect. And then as the game started going, like, you could sense in the crowd about the fourth inning, I heard some people saying, gosh, his pitch count's low. We got to get him out of there, Scooble. They knew they weren't going to hit him. And you could feel like that playoff intensity really clicking about the fourth inning. And then the Tigers are leaving guys on base and all that stuff and the drama. And then I could actually see we were in the rafters, guys. I mean, there were only probably 150 people sitting farther away than us, but it didn't matter. And I saw Scooble do the gesture when they got the – and I'm like, it is on. You know, you don't pick up on those things sometimes, especially when you're sitting far away because you're celebrating, you know.
Yeah.
And we had there's a decent Tiger contingent there, but the Guardians have done a good job of showing up. So there weren't a ton of Tiger fans, but there were chants up our way and stuff. And just the home run, I mean, that's euphoria. And so we were sitting in, way up in the rafters in right field. So home run was coming our way. Wind was blowing out a little bit, by the way. I think it helped carry it. I know they said he hit the ball harder than he has any time this year. It didn't appear that way in person. The ball was sort of floating. And I think it was probably 50 feet from the warning track. And I'm like, this thing's out. And I started jumping up and down. I think I was celebrating before anybody. And then the silence, and the deafening.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The Tigers, the minimal fans, like going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a priceless day. And for my kids to see that, I told them, I said, first, I think I sent the gym fairly soon after the game, you know, about the home run and where it ranks. And I told myself, you guys saw something historical here. I go, this is a gift. You know, Connor saw the Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal in person. And I said, revenge. And I told him, I go, this is, it all balances out in the end. You get the good, you get the bad when you go to games and stuff. But I'll say this more than anything in the family experience that, you know, I did this on a leap of faith last Thursday morning, I think, mm-hmm. when I actually went online during the show and bought the tickets. There was only a couple hundred left. I got them for face value. And my advice is if you ever just are sitting on the fringe and wondering, you got to take chances sometimes in life and you got to go. And, you know, I was being pretty calculated about the school will start. Because I thought, wow, what a rough experience maybe going Saturday as a Tiger fan. But Monday, you know, school was starting. I felt really good about this being competitive and this not being a, you know, a rough experience from the baseball aspect. But I just don't think you could have made a more perfect day. It was unbelievable. It was perfect.
I love hearing the part of when he hit the home run, the silence in the stadium. Because it's deafening.
It was the opposite of the Ravens when they walked off the 66-yarder,
right,
where you could hear hardly anything except the players screaming and the fans that were there, the few Ravens fans going nuts, you know. And it was the polar opposite of it.
Yeah.
And I went to the Iserman double OT game in 96, and I'm waffling this morning on what I saw yesterday. Might have been the greatest Detroit sports moment I've seen in person. That it was... I just can't believe that happened.
Yeah. Tom, you're not on social media, but I must have gotten, I don't know, a dozen or more messages saying, can't wait to hear Gov tomorrow. Thinking about the game from his perspective. Thinking about being in enemy territory for a game that will go down as an all-time Detroit sports game.
Did you look down in that moment and watch your kids cheer?
Oh, yeah. Me and we were hugging.
Yeah,
like we're jumping.
That's a great moment. That's the greatest moment ever.
I think I said euphoria. Yeah. Right? That's what it was. It was just. I got a video. I'll show you guys. You know, I'm scrambling here this morning a little bit. You know,
what time did you get back?
Voice is cracking. We actually got in the house just before 10:30. So I got.
That's not bad.
That's not
I ended
bad.
Up getting about 4.5 hours of sleep. I was very tired on the way home, and so Kelly started driving about halfway home. And I needed to really get on my phone and catch up because I was coming here today. I was fully committed to do this whole turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to fall asleep easy. And then once I laid down, I started thinking about the day. And I had a tough time falling asleep.
Sure.
You can hear my voice is cracking just a little. I backed off yesterday like after I kind of felt it going. It was priceless, you guys. It was like, seriously, I said, I couldn't have wrote that script. And the playoff intensity, the... Pitch by pitch by pitch.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to look back down and see Carpenter, you know, look back up to the sky when he got home. He's a very faithful person. I'm so happy for him. He's a great story about, you know, my kids were like, how come he's coming in whenever he pinch hit the first at bat? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they won't let him hit righties, you know, and.
Or lefties,
I mean. So, you know, I was explaining to my kids and I say, and on the way home, I go, this is a great example of, you know, you wait for your moment. And when you play sports, you sometimes don't get to play every play. And my kids have gone through those kinds of things. And I'm just like, look at patience, perseverance. It was just, I mean, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I think that's one of those games, especially the way it was going, where the tension was constant.
Yeah.
There was a constant tension to that game because Detroit, to Tom's point, base runners, I think each of the first four innings, and you're talking about don't waste a Scooble start. Don't squander these opportunities. You got to get to Boyd because you know what the Guardians' bullpen is capable of. And Scooble was in vintage form. That from him is about as well as you could pitch. 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts.
Yeah.
He's animated. He's intimidating. He said he's never done that to the crowd. He's taunting Cleveland fans. Like he's every bit in his element. And there's every Tiger fan had to admit they were thinking, they better not waste this. They're going to waste this. Riley Green has a couple lousy at-bats. Torkelson. They're not doing anything at the plate. And Class A comes in. And you go, well, this guy's Mariano Rivera. We just gotta get through him, play for the 10th, see what happens. It's the 8-hitter. It's the 9-hitter that get on base for this gritty baseball team. And then it's Kerry Carpenter with 2 outs, with 2 strikes. Class A decides, you know what? I've got some weird obsession with throwing the slider over the middle of the plate. And Kerry didn't get it the first time, but he sure got it the last time. And he rounds the bases. There's this joy. Every leap off the couch. That's how I watched. I mean, you guys heard how Tom watched this game. Instant jubilation as he hits that home run, because you didn't waste a Scooble start, because it's tied 1-1, because you're going to Comerica Park, because this crowd's going to be a zoo on Wednesday, and you just start to work. I'm buzzing still the next day. John, that game was awesome. I didn't even mention a double play, a Meadows play at the wall, the Kwan catch, so many moments in that game that will be there forever.
You know, the Meadows catch in person, again, I had a really good perspective of that, and I felt like he had it. Again, probably 100 feet out from the warning track, because you could see him sizing it up. I was actually surprised that he had to jump for it. You know, it was just, I give credit. Guardians fans were well behaved. Like, the takeaway from me was, I listened to some of their sports talk on the way out of there too, that the respect for Scooble. There was an honest, like,
oh, sure.
Like, for them feeling that this sucks. But there was a respect out of it, and I would respect them for that. There was only a person we ran into at one point that was kind of heckling up above us, and they were getting obnoxious about the Tigers not being able to score. And finally, I turned around and yelled back, "Deshaun Watson."
Jeez,
were you trying to make it home?
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Easy. I couldn't resist.
Easy, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, that's the trigger word there.
Well, yeah, you got to hit them where it hurts, which is their football team. Yeah, I mean, we see Chris Filar walking around these halls. We know what Cleveland sports psyche is. But going back to the game for a second, Tigers were 0 of 12 runners in scoring position in the series before the Carpenter at bat.
Yeah.
And to do it off of Class A, who had not given up a home run to a left-hander all year, had not given up a home run off a slider in 2 seasons. It's the hardest hit ball Carp had this season and the hardest hit ball off of Class A this season. Totally normal stuff is happening. I mean, this is absolutely absurd.
You had runners in scoring position. You had them on second. You had them on third. You couldn't find a way to get any runs. And it doesn't get any more down to the wire. Two outs, 2 strikes, with the best reliever in the game on the mound, and you had your best pitcher. And here's where when you talk about the respect that the Cleveland fans had for the moment, and I mean, I don't want to give anybody in Ohio too much credit, but they are good sports fans. And they knew coming in, they were facing the, you know, it's imminent that he's going to be the Cy Young Award winner. One of the great performances that Tarek Skubal has had all year happened in that game. And we talked about it yesterday. You got a Skubal start. And I know there was a lot of people thinking, don't waste the Skubal start. But it was an epic Skubal start. It was postseason where he came through in Houston. He's come through in Cleveland. And there's a lot of players that have great seasons, but then there's a bad outing in the playoffs. Or you have a guy that just dominated at the plate all season long, and then he goes 0-4 a playoff stretch. This, we're watching one of the great seasons a pitcher has ever had.
Tarek Skubal was the best pitcher in the regular season. And somehow became a better player when the postseason started. To your point, John.
It's the intensity.
And he feeds off it. I saw this stat. Tarek Skubal, first pitcher in MLB history, couldn't believe this, to pitch at least 6 shutout innings while allowing fewer than 6 base runners in each of his first 2 career postseason starts. Nearly flawless. Guy was perfect for half of his start, and he did not disappoint. And the Tigers come back home tied 1-1. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.